EU foreign ministers have agreed to arm Kurdish Peshmerga forces who are fighting against ISIL terrorists in Iraq. European ministers say they welcome the decision by individual member states to respond to calls by Iraqi Kurds for arms. France and Britain have already decided to send arms to Iraq's Kurdish forces. However, Paris has said that an EU-wide decision was crucial to respond to the crisis in Iraq. Also this week, Germany promised to supply, quote, non-lethal equipment such as armored vehicles. The European foreign ministers held their emergency meeting in Brussels. They also discussed the ongoing crisis in Ukraine, as well as in Gaza and Libya. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Mr. Saad Al-Mutallabi, who is with the State of Law Coalition, and he's now joining us on the line from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Mr. Al-Mutallabi, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. And I want to ask you your reaction to these actions being taken place by these European countries when it comes to supporting these Peshmerga forces.
Yes, thank you very much. I do believe that this is part of a campaign, a well-organized campaign to, in the process of beginning to grant Kurdistan an independent state. And unfortunately, due to the regional position on the formation of the Iraqi government, today Kurdistan and KRG, the government of Kurdistan, believe that they have a regional and international support to proceed with building the state, and all the voices, all the sounds, all the logic that has been raised in Baghdad, unfortunately, has been faced by a well-organized European and an American campaign led by Israel to make sure that Kurdistan become an independent state with a very well, very high ties with Israel and the United States, and it's obvious when ISIL or the terrorists, when they were attacking Mosul and the Christians and the minorities, the United States did not do anything. Only when Erbil was threatened, then the Americans said and declared that their interest in the region is in danger, therefore they send their planes and their fighters to try to hold the advance of ISIL into Erbil.
Indeed, Mr. Mutallabi, I wanted to pick up on that last point you made there. You know, many people do blame the West, in fact, for the fact that ISIL even exists and it was even founded. And at the very least, the West's allies in the region, such as the Saudis. How do you feel about that, then, that now they're trying to fight against ISIL, seemingly, by supporting Peshmerga forces?
I think it's a well-orchestrated campaign. ISIL is a product, a well-known product of Al-Qaeda, which was formed by the United States. And now there is a theater happening, a play, where ISIL was ordered to hold some skirmishes with Kurdistan, which will give an excuse for the Western powers to intervene in northern Iraq and to set the stone and to set the foundation for establishing an independent state in the North Iraq.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Saad Al-Mutallabi with the State of Law Coalition, who is speaking to us on the line from Baghdad.